It's the TikTok and lip syncing championships of the world. Oh, that'd be terrible. I mean, hey, are you, I mean, can you dance? Are you any like
not breakdancing? I can.
When you
I,
see that breakdancing is going to the Olympics, was your first instinct like I'm gonna be a fan or I'm gonna start training?
No, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm gonna back now, really, with like all my knee problems and shit. I'm like, yeah, let me get in there. Like, this is a Rocky moment. Yeah. You know what I mean?
How are you, buddy? How was your weekend?
Same old, the same old.
Yeah, it's a groundhog year.
Yeah, man. There's nothing. I mean, actually, no, I did go. We did go with my mom's visiting. So we did go to Descanso Gardens on around Glendale, Pasadena. Some gardens that are like.
Okay. Like, it's like a, that's a road trip now.
It's a road trip, yeah.
An hour and a half.
No, it wasn't that. It was not. No, it's like 15 minutes from my house. It's not that long.
Yeah.
But it's like, so we went, it's a garden, you walk around, you know, it's outside, you know, and like just to do shit. But you know, that's it. That was my big weekend, you know, just getting out and getting some sun.
Congratulations. Yeah, I know. This is the least sun I've had. As you can tell, I desperately could use some sun, but I can't. I've run out of excuses, man. I'm having excuse fatigue. I'm having motivation fatigue, even to go outside. I mean, I've stopped biking to the grocery store and started walking so that I can have an extra 15 minutes in the sun. These are champagne problems, of course.
Yeah. You know,
because it's sun. I mean, just the fact that I'm telling you about walking in the sun for even 15 minutes is great, because I'm usually in Nova Scotia at this time of year. You know, I usually go home to see the family.
Oh, that's right, because you're
the holidays and everything. And now the Canadians are all COVID up as well, so they're
they have COVID, but that they're protecting themselves from.
They have the COVID and they're quite protective, but they're also Canadians are okay. They're polite, but they're also very obedient. Because I got to tell you,
it's much better over there than here in terms of like control, right?
Oh yeah, that'll be the obedience.
Yeah.
Like, have you heard the classic joke? How do you get 100 Canadians out of a swimming pool?
No, I don't know.
Will you all please leave the swimming pool?
That's it.
That's true. Because any other culture, like in British culture, they're like, who's telling us all? American culture, Americans will be like, nah, you can't tell me what to do.
My freedom.
But Canadians are very much like that. So when the word comes down, that, you know, to cut back on travel and all that kind of stuff. Like my parents, I couldn't even convince them. I told them I would come home. I could quarantine at my sister's. And my mom and dad were like, oh, no, that sounds too dangerous. Just,
what could just, it be you know, that they just don't probably want to see you?
Thanks.
You know, no, I mean, I'm just saying. No, I'm not. I'm just saying, because it's like that could be a reason. They're like, you know, it's like maybe they just want to take a break from you.
Yeah,
you know, you say you visit every year, they're like, we just need a break from you, man. So maybe that's the case.
That's definitely a factor I have to take into consideration. Yeah, they're all exhausted from.
I would love to ask your parents, like bring them up in the podcast and ask them point blank and be like, do you just want a break? It's fine. It's fine if you want to do that. I mean, it's not like JJ is like a 5-year-old like that you need to, you know, or like a 15-year-old.
Yeah. I'd like to hear their answer too. What if they pull you aside and they go, yeah, Francisco, to be honest, we beat in Nova Scotia, we beat the COVID back in July, but we just didn't want to tell everybody because there's certain parties we don't want back in the country for a while.
Yeah, it could be. I mean, and I would understand. I mean, like if I'm like, you know, if I have a kid and then, yeah, I'm older, I'm like, and the kid's like already all like an adult, I'm like, yeah, I'm like, I don't want to see you this year, you know.
Like
I need a break, bro.
I love you. I'll still tell you I love you. I don't need to see you. Yeah, no, they had 32 cases in one day once, and they locked the whole province down. I was telling them, I was like, God, we get 32 cases in like less than an hour.
Yeah,
you know, and we have 32 cases in 10 minutes here in California, and we ain't locking down shit. Everybody's still running around.
It's nuts. It's nuts.
I mean, we've stopped restaurants and stuff like that, but yes, it's crazy in Canada. They're so loyal, you know. My parents got mad at me too, because in Canada you were allowed to bubble with one family and one family only. And my parents live within blocks of my sister and her family and my brother and his family.
Who they picked.
So there was a big Sophie's Choice kind of deal. And my sister had younger kids, so they picked my sister because she needed more care or help with the kids.
More help, yeah.
But it didn't land too well with my brother, whose kids are preteens and stuff, but their feelings were hurt.
Oh.
And they couldn't understand it. And it's hard to explain to children, especially when even our generation has never been through something like this. It's hard to explain to children, no, your grandparents still love you. They just...
you should tell them. It's like, hey, at least even my parents didn't want me to come to the country. Tell your nephews.
That's a good point. I should have called up my niece and nephew and gone, look, you guys think you have it bad.
Yeah. You don't even want me allowed in the country.
I was told to stay in Los Angeles, and this is one of the worst places. My parents didn't even feel that they could help me out. They're like, just stay there, stay in the hot bed, and you'll be okay.
Hey, so, man, so I want to talk about this. I was reading this, the new Olympics that are going to come. Not the new Olympics, but I think the next Olympics, or is in Paris, or the Paris Olympics.
The same old Olympics.
You know, but I don't know if it's happening this year or next year. I don't know when it's, you know.
Yeah,
but
they postponed it to this year, haven't they? But they might have to do it again because it's just...
Maybe, I don't think it can happen this year. But whenever it happens, they're going to have new sports, you know, and they're going to have new sports sites like Olympic sports people are going to participate. It's like skateboarding is going to be one of them, sport climbing, surfing, and breakdancing.
Breakdancing. That's awesome. I mean, I remember they added trampolining a few years ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah, man. I think it might have even been in for two Olympics now. And Canada's very good at the trampolining. I'm aware of that. I don't know how.
Really?
I don't know where we're training our trampoliners, but we did quite well. Breakdancing will be cool, though.
I didn't know breakdancing was a sport. Do you consider that a sport? It's very athletic, and hey, I definitely cannot do it, and I respect the people that do it. But is that a sport, or is that like?
I think in terms of the Olympics, because you got things like equestrian, you got dance, you got ballroom dancing. In the Olympics as well. So sports where people can judge out of 10, I reckon breakdancing would fit into that kind of group, and great, you know, because let's be honest, you got to be even more athletic to dance well than you do to be a ballroom dancer. So
this is the Olympics trying to get that the new generation, the younger people to get to watch it. Because obviously, like, you know, like I think next time they're going to be like TikTok, you know, dancers at the Olympics. God. You know what
Could
I mean?
You imagine? It's the TikTok and lip syncing championships of the world. Oh, that'd be terrible. I mean, hey, can you dance? Are you any like
not breakdancing? I can't.
When you see that breakdancing is going to the Olympics, was your first instinct like, I'm gonna be a fan, or I'm gonna start training?
No, yeah. yeah. I'm going to back now, really, with like all my knee problems and shit. I'm like, let me get in there. Like, this is a Rocky moment. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Like, here he is limping to the stage.
It'd be funny, actually, if he's like a good break dancer back in the 80s or whatever, you know, when it started. And he's like, man, I still want to make it now to the Olympics. But they're like 60. So that could be a good, cool movie. You know what I mean? Like a Rocky movie about breakdancing. Just like running and practicing and breakdancing.
Yeah. I mean, hell, that would even be a good comedy premise, to be honest, because now that you've seen like when they had Eurovision, Will Ferrell did the Eurovision movie.
Yeah.
And so actually, I think you're totally right. Cause now that it'll be in the Olympics and people will understand how you can score breakdancing.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a totally viable story.
I wonder if the judges are going to go like, you know, like, you know how what they do when you're like Greg dancing, like people, shit, you know.
Yeah. They all going to cheer you on and give you props. I wonder if there'll be a Yo Mama part. You know, the breakdancer, he's leading after the second round, but the Yo Mama round has always been very difficult for this young man from Ohio.
They're definitely going to have different announcers, like ESPN El Ocho, you know, from like Dodgeball. You know, have like Jason Bateman going like, hey, man, that was a cool move, bro.
And I know. Are all these moves already named as well? I mean, I'm thinking of like figure skating, which I learned like the triple sow cow. Remember we had figure skating? Remember what's her face? Tonya Harding was the bad chick of figure skating. You know, she did the medal and all that kind of stuff. And so I learned the triple sow cow. And I don't know, whenever figure skating comes on, some of the terms pop in my memory. But I wonder if breakdancing will be like that. Will we have a bad guy of breakdancing and maybe a smooth a guy who comes out and breakdances to classical music or something?
Like, that's a funny you mentioned. Is it gonna be like skateboarding? Not skateboarding, sorry, like ice skating, where they wear how they wear like uniforms that, you know, like tell a story. So will breakdancing be that involved? Like the guys, like it's a couple breakdance. Is there going to be couple breakdancing where like it's a guy and a girl or two guys or two girls wearing the same, you know, uniform, you know, tell a story?
This is really interesting actually. Like, cause what is it, teams? Like, is it like, is it going to be like Cobra Kai? Is it going to be like karate? Like where they have two teams who can eliminate
Cobra
each other.
Kai. Have you been watching Cobra Kai?
I did.
You watch all the seasons? All the finished watching the third season
of Cobra Kai.
Yeah. Not of breakdancing, but of Cobra Kai.
Yeah, sorry. On my end, it cut out exactly when you started talking, and at the end, you were like the whole thing, and I'm like, we're all getting really good at Zoom now, aren't we? Because we can all fill in the little gaps here and there. But yeah, I did Cobra Kai. I binged it maybe in 2 days. I think I did four, took a break.
It's good. They do a really good job of like, of mixing the stuff that's very like, you know, like where you go like, okay, this is kind of dumb, but then they call themselves out. And I like that. Like they're really good at like, okay, we know this is not believable. Let's make fun of it. But then, it's like it's a show that it shouldn't work, but it works. That's what's really good about it.
Yeah, I think they've got a good sense of humor about themselves. And it's, you know, it's it reminds me. So there's a tone. I don't know if you saw this when you were really young, but this is going to be a super throwback. Degrassi High, which was a huge hit in Canada.
I know. I didn't see that. Yeah. I knew that's where Drake started, right?
That is where Drake. I didn't know Drake from Degrassi. He wasn't one of the main characters or anything. I don't believe.
Wasn't he like handicapped on the show?
Wheelchair, yeah. But the thing about Degrassi High was it was serious issues, young actors, with this light music in the background all the time. The tone was very no. See, Glee, I think, was glossy it was glossy, glorified prime time, you know, money sitcom. Whereas Degrassi was a little bit grittier and raw and just serious kids issues. I find that Cobra Kai basically to me is Degrassi with kicking. Degrassi with kick fights, basically.
Okay.
It reminds me a lot of that. So yeah, I enjoyed it. It had a good little bit of nostalgia to it, you know, and anybody who's the old Elizabeth Shue coming back. And
oh yeah, yeah. She still looks great, man. Because she's 55. I mean, yeah. I Wikipedia when I watched that. Wow. Yeah. But she looks great. I was like, I mean, they all three of them look good, look great for, you know, being in that, you know, like, you know, I forget his name, William Zabka, and then Zabka, and then Daniel LaRusso. I forget now his name.
LaRusso. Let's just call him Daniel LaRusso.
Yeah. But it is a great job only like on how they give everybody like a little bit of everything. For people that know about Cobra, about Karate Kid, they give you that. But for if you're a new person that never, a new younger person that's never heard of Karate Kid, like you still get the show, you know. So good about it. Like, oh hey, we became bigger.
Yeah.
I could have done that all the time, but you wanted to have all that space in between us.
Yeah, I just did that. I didn't know that button would work. Are we happy with that? Did I
like anybody? I like it.
Anybody who's listening to our podcast right now, they won't know what I just did, but I just clicked a button, and Francisco and I's heads have gotten a lot larger now on the screen. So just to catch you up for anybody who's only listening, and that's how technically sound we are, because our producer Brian is locked. He's not on screen. He's typing every now and then, but he's got shitty internet. So that's so it's been up to us to enlarge our own heads.
But yeah, so I mean, so is Brian gonna come back or to give us a? Because now we're gonna talk about the tweets that we got this week, right?
Oh yeah, so we've got a new.
Oh, now we're back.
Are we on hold? Because let's just launch into it ourselves because we know we got it here. I think Bri is in the wings. But yes, we got a new segment. That we're gonna do. We're gonna answer some of the tweets that you guys have been sending us. Oh, I've just got a text.
And it kicked me off the internet. Apparently,
our producer has been bounced.
No, apparently the internet that he's using is Cobra Kai because it keeps kicking him out all the time. You know, and the internet is showing no mercy.
Yeah, he's our producer is William Zabka. From Cobra Kai. That's the skills. That I love too. Just to go back to Cobra Kai for a second, I think his character is fantastic because there's no other characters on TV that have that whole like haven't been on the internet since high school. Because I do know some of those. Like I got some guys back home in Nova Scotia who work in construction and stuff, and they don't need these. They need a basic computer to write up their Excel spreadsheet for bills or whatever. And then because my buddy has an iPhone, and like last time I saw him a couple years ago, he had never even watched a video or done anything on the iPhone. He just used it to answer phone calls. We were out drinking and he was telling me what a ripoff it is, and I was telling him,
that's very interesting,
he didn't care. He's like that William Zabka, because when William Zabka said send it to the internet, I love that.
So that's very interesting that you mentioned. So are your buddies happier because they're out of the, like, they're not stuck with like technology with us, like watching what's happening, you know, minute by minute, you know, like do you see them as like when you meet them or talk to them, do you see them like they're happier or they're just miserable as everybody?
Yeah. I mean, I understand. Yeah. I mean, this has different answers for everybody, doesn't it? But I would say my buddy in particular, my buddy Joe, who I'm talking about, who has the phone that doesn't use, he seems like a perfectly happy guy. He likes his life, he likes his dog and his sports and stuff. I don't think he's watched the news in a while, so he wouldn't be, when he sees me, I'll catch him up on things. I'll be like, hey, a bunch of yahoos, I ran into the parliament buildings here, and he'll be like, what that happened? So to be fair, he's like that. But a lot of people in Nova Scotia, because my sister is like that too, God bless her, my sister could care less about the news. My sister is raising two little young children, and her husband works in construction as well. That's the whole crew. Her husband.
Oh, wait, I'm getting a vibe here that everybody in Nova Scotia works in construction.
There's a lot of we do we like, build stuff. We're big on fishing, forestry, construction, and education. That's pretty much we're in a military town as well. We're a fighty military. It helps. You got to do construction.
So everybody over there is like very like manly. Like I'm like they know, like they get in the middle of the street. You know, the street. They know how to do shit. You know.
Yeah. They've all worked with their hands. Their hands are not soft like a comedian's. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, like, mine. I haven't done, and I don't like it. Let me tell you. I mean, look, I respect people that like. Yeah, I'm gonna fix this in my house. I'm gonna fix the pipe. Yeah. Ah, fuck that. Like I want to make money so I can call somebody and somebody fixes the pipe. That's me.
That's, you know what I mean? Bonus. I feel that way about cleaning. I feel that way about cleaning.
Yeah,
the house,
cleaning everything. Like cars. Man. Like I like cars. And I thought I was like, I actually took a class back in like in college after I graduated. I was like, I don't know anything about cars, so I gotta take a class about cars. So I'm like, I know about cars in case I get stranded, you know what I mean? So I went to a community college and took like a class about car 101 or something. And then the first class, they go like, all right, everybody, let's go to the garage. Let's go to the garage and like, all right, where are we gonna? And the guy started talking about the engine, and I'm like, oh, this is this is way too much. Like, I was just looking to I dropped out. Like, I left the class after one. I was like, okay, this is, because I was like, it just doesn't interest me at all. Like,
I just want to know how to pop the hood.
Yeah, like, not even that. Like, actually, to tell you the truth, I think I had an ex-girlfriend that I think broke up with me because we needed to change the tire of the car, and I think and she changed it because she's the one that knew how to do it. I think she actually and I think at that point she go like, okay, I can't be with this guy. And I was like, yeah, but I was like, I'm sorry, that's not me. I don't care. I don't want to change tires. I actually was like, hey, can we look at YouTube? I'll look at YouTube and see how to change the tire.
Right. Oh yeah. No, I'm sorted for changing tires. That's one of the first things my dad taught me. My dad, because he taught me to drive. I didn't do a driving school or anything. So my dad taught me to drive, and that was, I had to know how to change a tire and change the oil and wiper fluid and all that kind of stuff. So anything else I've had to learn. But and changing the tires come in handy. I was actually backpacking in Scotland, 20 years ago, and we had like a people carrier. And there was like 11 of us, and nobody knew how to change the tire except for this tourist Canadian. That'll impress the ladies. I tell you.
Yeah.
I knew how to work it, got the tire changed. We got to the next little village.
But no, it's so good. And I think that's a very Canadian, because I know, Lackland
was about
5 hours. And he's like the typical, like, if I ever get stranded anywhere, I'm going to be stranded with him. Because he's like, he's so good at like building. Like, every time I go to his house, he's like, oh, I found this in the alley, in the trash. And he built like a sofa, like out of like a piece of carton. And I was like, how the hell did you do this? He's like, oh, no, it's pretty easy. I was like, he's so like good with like being like that guy, like the person who like very out sportsman, like will build, he'll probably create fire out of anything,
Yeah.
So if I ever want to get stranded, I want to be with him or with you. I mean,
I'm good for fire, but I don't know if I'm good for building. I know how to make a good fire. I understand that. I understand like working the wind and making it like so that you can
get
I know how to do that, and it does drive me nuts because comedians are the worst when we're at outdoor festivals and stuff, and if there's a bonfire going, there's me and maybe one or two other comedians who are concerned about the fire and building it properly and getting a nice flame going. And then there's the jackasses just grabbing logs and just chucking them on and like breaking our pyramid and breaking the system. We're like, you're ruining the fire.
Yeah.
But that's very important, but I can't build anything. I bought those puzzle mats for my floor here in the apartment, and even the puzzle mats. So they're like mats with grooves so they all fit together.
Oh, okay.
You know, on your floor, and I can't even get them to fit together properly, and they're already pre-cut. I'm not a construction guy. In fact, I remember I had a girlfriend in Britain once who loved that I had soft hands, and we used to joke all the time about how these are the hands of a comedian. They've never worked a real day in their lives, and I became quite proud of it. And then I went out with a girl after her, and I think I thought the joke will carry on. She was like, wow, your hands are really soft. And I was like, yeah, they're the hands of a comedian. I've never really worked a day in life. And she just looked at me and was like, oh, gross.
It didn't work out. No, everybody likes their own taste. Some girls like the guy, the manly worker and guy, and then other ones don't. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, supposed to. But hey, I think we're going to have to read those tweets, right?
Okay. So we got. We've got a new segment here. We've got some tweets that we're gonna answer up, and I mean, our first tweet on the dock. Here it is.
By the way, everybody who's listening, if you guys, girls, boys, girls, whoever who's listening, just send us questions, send us tweets. In our tweet in standby. Standby pod, right? A tweet.
Our Twitter handle is pod standby.
Hot standby. Sorry, I'm dyslexic. So
I don't. Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah. Obviously, we're getting the dyslexics who are fans of standby. I don't know. But we're.
Or they can also write questions on Instagram too. You know, in our or comments or in YouTube as well. So yeah, whatever you guys want to do. YouTube,
wherever you want, fire away with your questions. I mean, it's as easy as this. These examples that we have here, and I mean, let's kick it off with this first one because I like this guy's name. So this is from Twitter handle Obi-Wan Banoffee, and his name is Obi Raman San. He's just throwing around all the names.
His real name is Obi. Which is the one? His real name.
So his screen name is Obi Raman San.
Like ramen.
Like the soup. Yeah, like ramen, like the soup. And then his Twitter handle is at Obi-Wan Banoffee.
I wonder if his names are real. Oh, it's a photo of Obi-Wan. Oh, so he's not really, his name is not really Obi-Wan.
I strongly doubt his name is really Obi-Wan. not for a second did I think that, but I'm glad I could put that worry to rest for you.
You should say your name is not Obi-Wan.
It would be, you know what, Obi-Wan, now that we're talking about you this much, dude, assuming you are a dude, I assume it is, but, you know, feel free to write us and clarify these things, but I assume he wasn't named Obi-Raman-san. But he does have all things that I like. And I just wanted to say this. Do you know what Banoffee is, Francisco?
Banoffee?
Yeah.
Wasn't that like a, oh no, sorry. That Benghazi. Sorry.
All right. Okay. Basically, this is why I think this guy is completely British, because Banoffee is a British, to me, it's a British term. Banoffee pie. It's like banana. It's like, it's better than what Americans would call a banana cream pie. It's a banoffee pie. And so anyway, I'm just throwing
that out. Banana cream pie?
It's a banana, but it's got like a caramelly base. And it's so good. Banoffee pie, crumble cookie base with caramel and banana.
This guy is a Jedi of banana cream pie?
This guy seems to be a Jedi of ramen and banoffee pie, which I got to say would be one of my favorite meals. I would love a ramen followed by banoffee pie. That's a killer, man. But anyway, we haven't even got the question yet. The question that Obi Raman San has written in is, what was the first joke that you wrote? What do you
That's
got
for us? For both of us, right?
Yes. Can you remember what the
first joke? So, Obi-Wan Raman Banoffee. sorry. the first joke that I wrote that I remember, it was like a very stupid joke. And I always remember, because I remember going like, if this thing worked, which it did work, then I know I'm good at this, because if it's so stupid that and people still laugh about it, then I'm like, then I got something.
So you knew in advance that you would have to put more effort into the performance.
Oh yeah, I knew this is like, this is not what I want to do. I never went like, oh, this is the bit I'm going to be using, because it was so stupid. I'm like, but it gave me confidence, knowing like, oh, if I can make people laugh with this stupid joke, then I know I'm funny, you know, then I just got to write better and it's going to be even funnier. But the joke was basically like, I was like, why do tea bags have instructions on the box? You know, I think the setup was like,
wouldn't it be awesome if you delivered it like this for your first time, like a new comic? You're going, stop. All right,
If I deliver it like this with this confidence of like, okay, hold on, let me do it. Now, before I had to be like, when I did it, when I started, it was so prepared. It was like, you know, I practice it and everything, you know. Yeah. But the thing was like tea, you know, when you, every time you go to the tea bag, they have instructions, which is so stupid. It's always like, step one, pour hot water. Step two, put the bag, and that's it. And I was like, that's so obvious. It's like, that's the same thing as having instructions on how to make a guy happy. Step one, pull down his pants. Step two, suck his dick. And that was a joke.
Boom. That's a good first joke. That's a fun first joke. Because as comedians, that's what, when we start off, we're complaining about what we have to complain about in our life, and we're all so young, we don't really have things to complain about yet, do we?
No, there's nothing.
That's what I remember.
What was yours?
Well, I'm remembering that my first jokes were all like, I complained about comments and instructions and like comment lines and stuff on products, and also pop stars. Those were all my like pop stars. But I remember a specific first joke that I wrote, which wasn't about pop stars or instructions or anything, but it was because I'm from a small town and it's on the other side of a harbor. I kind of had this joke in my mind all the time. I'm from a place called Dartmouth, which is across the harbor from Halifax, which is Halifax, Nova Scotia, which is the capital. And I used to say this joke about being from Dartmouth. I was like, yeah, I'm from Dartmouth. I'm not from the cool city Halifax. I'm on the other side of the harbor. We don't have Halifax's nightclubs and universities, but we do have a lot of Halifax's car stereos and mountain bikes.
Because you stole them.
Yeah, thanks. I'm glad that doesn't get a laugh, but it got a because you're a thief.
So, but that was a joke because that was a very location joke.
That is very location. It was very hard to
that's the typical joke that like hosts do when you go into a road, when you go on the road, and the host is always like, he does jokes like that of the city or where you are. He's like, hey.
It's a good thing this isn't mile down the road town.
And everybody laughs, and it was like, and you're like, what the fuck's he talking about? You know.
Yeah. I mean, I like to think it's a good reversal because I'm still trying to brag about my mile down the road town. but yeah, that was basically just because I started in Scotland, but that's what I remember from starting in Scotland. That was never a big hitter unless I was but most of my stuff was about complaining about, you know, pop stars, like I said, or instructions, like tea. I had tea. I had mayonnaise. I complained about mayonnaise jar. And anyway, that's being a rookie comic, isn't it?
Yes. But we have another tweet, another question, right?
Tweet number two. Here we go. You want to do this one, man? You want to read this one?
I don't have it with me, so you're gonna have to read it. I don't have it in front of me.
All right. Well, there it is on the screen right there.
Where?
I'm kidding, man. Remember our discussion? We're going to pretend that we can see them on the screen. So because we're going to put it there. I like how quickly you've forgotten all of our strategies.
The listeners know that we're all...
the listeners know that we're doing our best.
They understand what we're doing.
Yeah, tweet number two is from Hammy, and this guy's more consistent. He hasn't changed his name between screen name and handle. He's Hammy. Okay. His screen name and
like
Hammy.
Hammy, like ham.
Like yeah,
with Hammy.
With an I on.
Everybody the has like weird, like it's just like this feel like middle school like emails, like Frank R 8444. You know, I was like, just put your name. Like, what are you hiding? Like, I don't know. Understand people like.
Yeah, well, this guy's cutting to the chase. Hammy.
All right. Hammy.
You know, but
maybe he's
yeah.
hamstring Hammy.
Maybe he's just one hamstring. His question is, what was the first video game that you completed and when did you beat it?
Oh, do you want to take this one first or I'll go first?
Yeah, sure. I'll go. Super Mario Brothers was the first one I defeated when I was a kid.
Oh, well, so you literally just did the original that everybody played.
Yeah, on the Nintendo because we had a Nintendo. And then, to be honest, I didn't play video games. There's like a 20-year gap. Maybe not 20, but like easily a 10-year gap where I didn't play video. Because when I moved to Britain and started pursuing stand-up comedy, I didn't do TV and video games. I did comedy clubs like every night, you know, so I kind of grew out of video games. That was the one I beat when I was a kid, but yeah, it left it all behind. And then I actually started doing gigs for Xbox about 10 years ago, and they gave me free, whenever I did a show for them, it was at like festival grounds and stuff. They would give me a free Xbox.
Nice.
So they gave me an Xbox, and that came with Resident Evil.
Oh, cool.
Like 7 or something like that. And I finished Red Dead Redemption. So those are all recent.
You know, I did a voice on Red Dead Redemption.
No way.
Yeah, I'm like one of the, like I did, they hired me to do several voices of the town people, like one drunk guy, like they're all yelling Spanish. So
right.
So oh, yeah.
That's cool. That must have been fun. Was that just like one day of filming?
Yeah. I mean, that was like very early on. I didn't know what the hell I was doing. I didn't know how I got the gig. You know, I just went in and did it. And, you know, it was very short. It was like an hour or something. Because it was wide lines. So it wasn't like an actual character. It's just like ADR, you know, like just little lines here and there.
Yeah. So, yeah. Still very cool. I mean, it's a huge game.
Yeah. I so never heard it. I didn't know who I was. I don't know. So.
Yeah. So whenever that one came out, I finished that one. And then now I just finished my first one in like years, which is Spider-Man. Somebody sent me the new Miles.
Oh, wow. So you're a finisher.
Well, I'm a one-handed finisher. I have finished less than five games, I would say.
Oh, wow. Well, and, let me tell you something. So
I'm a five-fingered finisher, buddy.
Let me tell you something. Well, I don't think I finished. Well, actually I did finish one game, but that's it. I don't finish games. I'm the guy. I'm very impatient, and I would get very bored very quickly. So like I never finish any of the Super Mario's. I had like a baseball game. I never finished that. Only one that I remember finishing was that my mom, because also, first of all, we didn't have Nintendo. So I would always play in my cousin's house or my friend's house, whatever. Finally, my uncle gave us like a fake version of Nintendo that he bought in Japan. Like all the games worked, but it wasn't Nintendo. So then I told my mom, hey, mom, buy me can you buy me a game? And then she bought me The Little Mermaid. The Little Mermaid game, you know, which I don't know what the hell was she thinking.
Did your mother misgender you? When you're young?
I don't know. But what's weird is that that's the only game that I remember finishing.
Oh, wow.
I killed Ursula. It was like, because she would like, what you know, like the way that you would like, it was aerial, you know, swimming. And then you would, she just used her tail to just create bubbles and kill, you know, people and whatever, you know.
Yeah, she sounds like a Mario baddie, you know, or Mega Man or whatever.
Yeah.
Look out for the evil bubbles flying at you.
So that was the first game I finished, and, you know, and then, and that's it. Yeah, and then I went into, like my high school years, I played computer games. So I was into, like, computer games, and I remember I did finish a Mafia game. I loved, like, the Mafia games and shit like that. There was another one called
Mafia game like Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, like those I really like. I like the Mafia games. I love like all those, like, because I love Mafia movies. I love The Godfather and Goodfellas, all that stuff. So like anything that's Mafia, like where you like live in the world, like where you try to become the Don and all that stuff, like that's like. My, I love that. Those I will finish for sure. But like, I love sports games. I love playing sports games, you know, like whatever it is, soccer, FIFA or basketball, NBA 2K and, you know, and all those stuff, you know, so. But yeah, the first one that I ever finished was The Little Mermaid.
Wow. Wow. That is so obscure.
I know.
I wouldn't have even assumed that they had a Little Mermaid game.
I think that was the only one that was sold.
Right. Wow. And I mean, maybe you should look up the Guinness Book of World Records and see if
maybe
and just get your name right next to it. One man. There is one man who has defeated Ursula and Francisco
Rabo. And it had to be really, I don't remember playing. I mean, the game had to be really easy for me to finish it because like I said, if I got stuck, like with Super Mario, if I got stuck, I was like, okay, that's it. Bye. You know.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. See, I liked Mario so much that I learned how to jump on the stairs at the end of the first level and wedge a turtle so that your little man sits there just jumping up and down on this turtle and you just get free man after free man after free man. And it's a nice little game hack. You know, I've returned to the game since then and I just can't pull it off anymore. I just my Mario isn't as athletic as he was.
Oh, that's hilarious. Like he can't pull there. The young moves.
Yeah.
Now, speaking of Mario, did you play just quickly, like, which one did you like? Because I remember the first one and the second one where the flies, And then the third one was the world, right?
I think
I like the world one, right?
I was into all of them. I mean, I love the fly. I remember I liked the first one a lot. And then the flying one I thought was really impressive, because that was the fun thing about Mario, was finding all kinds of off script stuff, wasn't it? Outside world, like secret compartments and stuff like that. I think that really that really gamifies it for people.
Yeah.
They can discover little tricks and stuff.
It's cool to have like those little hidden stories that takes you. That's why I'm like, ones that I always got into were like story ones, like, and it's funny because now I realize it's like, oh, that's why I like movies and like writing movies or writing scripts and stuff like that, because like the games that I like are the ones I like that. I remember playing this one called Monkey Island, and you have to like go into like, and the whole thing was like, it was a computer game, and it was always like, you had to find stuff and you talk. It's like, so are you going to fight with this person? Are you going to like pay the person? Are you going to, you know, like you had to like answer the question.
Oh, right. You know, like, you have to type in an answer.
Yeah.
Whenever I get games like, cause I'm not a gamer, so people can criticize what they want, but there was like a game many years ago. This is when I got my Xbox. It was LA Noire or whatever.
Oh yeah.
And it used to give you options. It used to go like, do you want to slap the suspect or do you want to whatever? But the outcome, it didn't make a difference.
It's always the same.
My girlfriend at the time, this is the same girlfriend who liked my soft hands. We would play LA Noire together, but we discovered eventually that it doesn't really matter. They were pretending to give us options, but it doesn't really matter what you do. You're still gonna whatever, you know,
get
the money out of them, or you know, I don't know. Video game people, take note of that.
Yeah, we need those Twitch people to teach us.
Yeah.
What are the good games now to play?
Yeah, man. Let us know, man. Do the, to guide us. Guide us in direction. Now that I finished Miles Morales, I'm up for a new challenge, you know. And here we go. Our third tweet for the day. Here it is.
Okay.
Okay, this is from Tracy Bergstedt, at Tracy Bergstedt. Good, consistent. Well done, Tracy. How would you feel about a pair of ladies' undies making their rounds with your face on the crotch?
What? Wait, what?
Because now they are all sitting on your face. This is her question.
Whoa. First, this is a girl writing this.
Well, the name is Tracy, so I'm going to say yes.
Okay, and then she's asking about how do you feel, like us or you specifically, JJ, like about like how do you feel about a pair of panties in your face, like a mask?
No, okay, I'll read the question again.
I got really confused, man. We're talking about Little Mermaid, and now you're throwing me panties in the face.
Like, what the fuck? At no point is there the words panties or face in this tweet.
It's this. Read it again. Read it again.
Here we go. You ready? Okay. How would you feel about a pair of ladies' undies making
Panties. Ladies' undies are panties.
Yeah, okay. I didn't know we were using synonyms, but making your rounds with your face on the crotch. Now I see what you've done here. You've interpreted this as my actual face, but I think she's saying a photo of. I didn't know we'd have to deconstruct it like this, but it's a photo of on the crotch.
First of all, why kind of question is that? Like, why are you talking? Like, where did she come up with this? Like, why is she? Like, did she think we have fetishes of like panties in our faces? Which I don't.
Okay.
But if you have, it's cool with you. No, there's anything wrong with it.
Right. I'll say this. I mean, I was, to be fair, I mean, this question raises a lot of additional questions. There's a lot to deconstruct here.
I mean, this is, why she's basically saying like, do we like having like panties, girls' panties in our faces? Like as a, like a, like, once in a while, or like an all day thing, or like when you're having sex. Like, I have a lot of questions. I have a lot of follow-up questions.
This is how I feel too. There's a lot of follow-up questions here, because that's what I don't have the same ones as you. You seem more concerned with the action on your face, but I'm more concerned with how did my face end up on the crotch? Is it a marketing thing? Do I own the rights? Am I making money off of this? I mean, there's a level of I don't know if I would consider it a compliment if a woman just came up to me and said, "Hey, I don't know, how would you feel, friends? I got a pair of panties with your face on the crotch."
Oh, wait. Okay. Sorry. Now I understand. Sorry. She's saying that, like, our face is on the panties. Like, and then, like.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, man. I understand. You know, I was thinking like a mask, like somebody wearing a mask as a panty. You know right. what I mean? That's why I was like, why? I don't get that. Oh, she's saying, how would we? Okay. Now, okay.
Yeah.
It'd still be weird, though. I'm still
trying to figure out exactly what you thought was happening here. But it's, yeah, it's like a picture of your face.
In woman's panties.
On the crotch.
Yeah. I think I would like to have it actually in the ass, like in the back part, not on the crotch. You know what I mean? Like, keep it in the ass. That would be my thing.
I would find that an insult. Like, why? If you told me you had a picture of my face on your ass.
No, but I'm assuming this is merch that you would sell. I think she's asking us merch. Like, who's, it'd be very weird if somebody, like you said, if somebody comes to you after a show and be like, "Hey, by the way, you want to see my panties?" Which is a very weird question. And then they show you the panties and then it's your face in the panties. I'd be like, okay, this person's a serial killer. They're going to kill me right now. I'm leaving. Right. You know, I don't like, that's very weird.
Exactly. You don't want to be told, "Hey, I've got a."
No, nobody wants that. I mean, but
I would feel the ass would be an insult, man, because you'd be getting farted on. I would go, "Look, I got a picture of, I wouldn't want, well, I don't want to have pictures of anybody else. Actually, I have Santa Claus on my underwear, but."
So you do have a picture of
different issue. I guess I would have to tell Santa. I would have to tell Santa that not only do I have underwear with his face on the crotch, but apparently I wear them all year round.
Oh, you do? You don't stop.
I have got my most favorite pair of underwear is they're obviously meant for a gay man because they're Santa riding. Well, I mean, anybody can buy them, but Santa riding a unicorn with rainbows all over them. So
Where is Santa located in the underwear?
Gay man's Christmas underwear, but they're the most comfortable underwear I've ever had. So,
where is Santa located on the underwear? Is it on the bottom?
All over it. He's all over it. So
of course he is.
He's got himself a crotch shot. He's got himself an ass position. He's got different poses on his unicorn firing rainbows.
Well, JJ, you're a ho ho ho.
Yeah, I guess. But so Tracy, I don't know if we've answered your question well enough. But I will say, Francisco, I know you asked the question earlier, but to add some context to this, I was tweeting in my underwear on the weekend, and I know that Tracy hasn't.
Wait, why did she know that you were tweeting? Did you say it?
Yeah, that's usually what tweeting.
you just wrote, "Hey guys, I'm tweeting in my underwear," and here's a tweet. Or the tweet was, "I'm in my underwear."
Well, yeah. To be, I basically said because it was Saturday night, so I basically said. I'm sat in my underwear eating. I was eating chocolate. I can't remember the full tweet, but I just said, "Here's how exciting my Saturday night is. I'm just in my underwear eating chocolate," and I was making fun of myself. I was like, "Ooh, look at you! It was sugar-free chocolate. Ooh, Jay, doesn't mean it doesn't have calories." I was being an idiot in my own apartment, and then I don't know why I shared it with the world. I just said, "Just to let you know how my Saturday night is going," and I'm pretty sure that this text.
Got it. So maybe it could be a subliminal thing that maybe she's saying this to tell you, like, secretly that she has a pair of panties with your face on it.
Well,
And if that's true, we want the proof.
Yeah, I would also say if she had the courage to have panties made with my face on them, I don't think she'd be subliminal.
Not subliminal, but maybe she's testing the waters to see how you would react. So let's say, hey, all right, so now I'm asking you, let's say, what's her name again?
Tracy.
If Tracy has she decided to get some underwear and then draw your face on it, and then she wears them all the time because, you know, she's a very big fan of you. How would you react to that if she tells you that? Would you like that? Would you, you know, would you say that's awesome? Or
yeah, well, I guess you'll just have to stay tuned then and find out.
I love that. What are you, a politician? Like, why you don't want to answer the question?
Well, I think I've already answered pretty thoroughly about how there's just so much deconstructed in the question. I think Tracy will be happy with her answer. I don't know the follow up line of because now they are all sitting on your face, which is.
I mean, I think she's really like coming onto you and like you're not getting the signs. She's saying, hey, I have some panties with your face on it. How would you feel if then not all of a sudden they're on your face and you're like, well, I don't know what this means. I'm like,
it's a good thing I've got friends like you to push me, because now after this podcast, we're going to end up contacting her going, hey, we answered your question on the air. And then she's going to end up texting you actually and tell her, I've changed my mind. I've had some new ladies undies made and they're all about the
ramp. I would like to know if that's true. I'll be like to know, like, what was the process of making them? Like, did she get a picture of you from the internet and then like, you know, put it in, like, did like screen printing on their underwear? Did she draw it? Like, I wanted to see, and then I want to see a picture of it.
Is it one of those companies that like does puts like your relatives' faces on socks and stuff?
Yeah, like that.
And they do a special. No, it's all my fault. I shouldn't have. I told you before, my rule is not to tweet at night, you know. But
you should have.
I had to share it with everybody that I was in my underwear, and this is what I get in response. And I don't know. Maybe Tracy had a good point, even though I was in my underwear. Eating sugar-free chocolate, I only had Santa Claus to look at instead of the regret of my...
Okay. Well, this is getting a very interesting talk. I think this is something that you and Tracy should just talk in private.
Yeah, all right. I'll talk to you.
But cool, man. Those were cool questions, you know? They were interesting. They were like actually, you know, because sometimes people ask questions that are very like, okay, yes or no, but they had good substance.
Yeah, man. Especially I mean, what was the first joke you wrote? But all the way down to ladies' undies, and now we're all sitting on your face.
So it actually started very, like, very professional. Then it went like, all right, now let's talk about your personal life. And then all of a sudden it's like, all right, let's dang, let's get to fuck. Like, all
right. Let's get down to the panties. I know, that's how boring Saturday nights are going now, man. I don't know what you were doing on Saturday night, but if you had
if you had
pants on, you were doing more than me.
Yes, I have pants on.
Yeah.
I'm an adult.
Oh, well, good for you. Congratulations on adulting. I hope you guys enjoyed our catch up this week, man.
And yes, go back and like always, please subscribe to the YouTube channel. Follow us on Twitter or on Instagram. You know, you can see all the, you know, all the handles right here. And then and also, yeah, please we love answering questions. You got any other questions that you want to talk? Just, you know, write them in the comments, tweet at us, and then we'll answer it on the podcast.
Yeah, keep going. See if you can outdo Tracy's question.
Yeah, that was a... Like, if we ever do, like, a Hall of Fame of, like, tweets questions, you know, that's going up there. You know what I mean? Like, for the podcast, like, that's a Hall of Fame question right there.
Yeah, completely. All right, buddy. Well,
all right, buddy.
Yeah, thanks, everybody, for hanging out. You know, do what you do. You know, enjoy the lack of social life. And we'll see you next week.
Stay safe. Bye, aloha.